welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. We now have Harley Slanger on Tuesdays. Harley, let's get started with our list.
Okay. Jump right into it, okay? Well, the attempt to destroy the incoming Trump administration has backfired big time. And the people responsible for it have exposed themselves. I mean, in the last week, what we're seeing is the role of the British emerging. The fact that it was a British MI6, supposedly ex-agent, and you know, Bill, there's no such thing as an ex-MI6 agent.
Yeah, like there's no such thing as an ex-NSA agent. I had a joke with one of my guys that I took care of back in the mid-90s, and he said, I'm retired. He said, but come on out to the parking lot. And I came out and he had a sat phone, satellite, pager. I said, why do you have a pager if you're retired? He says, the only way you retire is if you're double tapped, which means two bullets to the forehead, two to the heart, and you're dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no such thing as retiring from being MI6 or NSA or CIA. Somehow they can always pull you into the fray.
Yeah. So in any case, the fact that this Christopher Steele, if in fact he's responsible for the dossier, it's a pretty sloppy job. But it was passed on to the United States by the former British ambassador to Moscow, Sir Patrick Wood, or Sir something Wood. He's the one who passed it on to McCain. McCain is so stupid, he just took it straight to the FBI because he's been running an operation against Trump ever since the election. And then in the British press, the day this hit with all the sensationalism, the sexual scandal, Trump was caught with his pants down with prostitutes in a bed, and on and on and on. The Guardian had an article, will this mean the impeachment of Trump? And BBC had a story, could Trump be impeached for this? Would enough Republicans side with the Democrats to get rid of him? Now, what happened over the next couple of days is it became clear that not only was this story fraudulent, but the fact that the intelligence community included it in their package against Trump that allegedly proved the Russians changed the election discredited that story further.
Right.
So by the end of last week, you had these stories completely discredited. And then on Friday, Trump did an interview with the Wall Street Journal, which was very important because he said, look, I don't know if Putin and I are going to get along, but we're going to talk and we'll see what happens.
Right.
And he also said that he's willing to talk with the Chinese as well. Then, this was brilliant. Over the weekend, he did an interview with the London Times and the Bild Zeitung, which is the largest circulation tabloid in Germany out of Munich. And in it, he said, look, I don't know if the EU will last. Brexit was good. The EU may fall apart. He said Merkel made a mistake letting in all the immigrants. He said the British people will be better off without Brexit. NATO is a disaster. We don't need NATO. And, of course, this exploded like a bombshell in Germany. Yesterday, Monday morning, I had meetings with two very significant people in German political life. One is a member of the Bundestag, the parliament, and the other is a leading Russian specialist. And they were people who have been opposing the sanctions against Russia. They've been calling for Merkel to step down. They were just so thrilled by this. They said, finally, a president who will stand up to the deep state, the secret government, the shadow government, whatever
right.
you want to call it.
Well, I call it the intel government because the intel agencies are trying to manipulate the government and the media worldwide. That's MI6, CIA, NSA, whatever. And that's what's really going on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And then one of them said that he had been attacked in the German media as a Kremlin asset because he was opposed to the sanctions. And he said, well, once Trump drops the sanctions, those people in Germany who continue to support the sanctions will be un-American, anti-American. So here's a guy who was tagged as an anti-American, anti-German, and now it looks as though he's completely in line with what the U.S. policy will be.
Right.
So they were very enthusiastic. They said, Merkel's not going to change, but we can now change Germany. Now, if Germany changes, the whole game is off. And oh, yes. Yesterday in the London Times of London, they had a story saying if Trump does what he says he's going to do, the British are going to be so far behind. And by British, who do they mean? The London Times isn't talking about the English people.
No.
They don't give a rat's you-know-what about the English people. They're talking about the bankers.
You're talking about the city of London that runs everything from Canary Wharf.
Yeah. Right. And also the intersection with NATO.
Right.
They're saying if Trump does what he says he's going to do with NATO, that's going to finish things off. Now,
yeah, but NATO is just going to refocus. So there's three things NATO did. Number one, we're paying two-thirds of the total volume of the cost, which Trump's already done before the election. The second thing he did was he needed to refocus on terrorism. The third thing is, why are we pulling in NATO nations that are right on the border of Russia? I mean, that was one of the things supposedly not in our charter. So he's going to reformulate all these things, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. And that's the last point you made. I was just going to say that the New York Times on Friday had a very interesting juxtaposition in a headline. It said, as Trump reaches out to Putin, U.S. troops land in eastern Poland.
Yeah, I know.
So,
isn't that crazy?
You know, you have
Obama, literally, if he could, would like to declare martial law. We were talking to Jim Fetzer that he has some stories. We're going to do a video after the show. That they're not just trying to do a little disruption. There's a story going around with a former CIA agent that they have a nuke and they're going to try to decapitate government, including basically killing Trump and a lot of the people that attend the inauguration. But, I mean, that story I think is a little ridiculous, but they're putting these stories.
I think that's a little over the top.
It's over the top. But here's the point, though. They're trying to do it through the media and other means, and every time they do it, actually does the exact opposite. Trump comes back and tweets, then he takes in policy, and then when he pivots, for example, he's saying, hey, the two-China policy can be reformulated if we deal with North Korea, with trade, with currency manipulation, with tariffs they put on goods going into China. I mean, he's going to make a deal with China, but they're going to have to come our way. The same with Russia. They're going to have to build down their nuclear forces if they want the sanctions to come off. They're going to. And
well, what he knows.
Yeah.
What he knows is that compromise is possible. That they'll give up some things, and we'll maybe give up a few things, but it will be for the benefit of both countries.
Oh yeah.
But on this question of the threats to Trump. Look, you had Charles Schumer last week saying it's stupid to go against the intelligence agencies. They can cut you six ways from Sunday. Then you had Biden say Trump was dumb for doing this.
Schumer, why would Schumer say something stupid like that? I mean, Trump is going to gut them.
Because
he's going to gut them like a fish. When he puts some Pompeo on his own guys, he's going to gut them. And this guy that's a smart
Brennan is going to
pay a price for it. He may end up in prison if it turns out he's the guy releasing these documents. He may end up in jail. He may end up in jail or worse, considering all the policies he's done, like the Russian pivot and everything else that this guy Brennan's done, along with the Abominator, the two moles, Saudi moles, in our White House and our government.
That's why they're so desperate to stop Trump, because in addition to Schumer, and you know Schumer is playing to a Democratic audience when he says it, but that's actually a death threat. Biden also said that Trump is dumb to take on the intelligence agencies, and then Brennan warned Trump. So you had these three statements which could be interpreted as death threats. Now,
Of course they could be. That's why when Brennan's got a hell of a lot of nerve, does he think that he's going to walk around continuously and making death threats and get away with it? Let me finish the point. Yeah.
Bill, let me finish the point as to what they're intending.
Right.
I was talking with Lyndon LaRouche yesterday about this, and what he said is they're trying to pull off a color revolution in the United States, like the Orange Revolution in Ukraine, like the Velvet Revolution in Georgia, where they use the guise of popular opposition. In this case, the pathetic numbers who came out for the support Obamacare rallies, they tried to build up the numbers by connecting it to the Martin Luther King Day celebration. And even so, the crowds were quite small. But Soros is funding it, and it's hand-in-hand with Brennan. What does that sound like? It sounds like Ukraine. It sounds like what they're trying to do in Russia, what they did in Georgia, what they did in some of the Eastern European countries.
Yeah, but Russia He turfed out the Soros organizations 4 years ago, Putin did, and now Hungary is going to follow suit as well.
And Moldova will do the same. Soros' days are numbered as a capability of the British Empire. But my point is that going back to what you were saying about how they're trying to disrupt the potential of a Trump administration, they couldn't do it using the attempt to blackmail the electors or to use the Russian hacking story. It didn't work. The so-called scandal, the sex scandal, the big sex scandal, is that the Democratic Party is in bed with the CIA and the FBI.
That's a different bed, now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Geopolitical now, and intel bed.
Yeah. And it's a dirty bed. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near it.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, one of a very liberal leftist reporter, who's a pretty good reporter named Robert Parry, wrote a column saying that the Democrats are using a page out of the J. Edgar Hoover book of blackmail. And he said the fact that they're doing it around Martin Luther King's birthday, when King was a target of dirty operations by J. Edgar Hoover, he said just makes the point how desperate they are and unwilling they are to face the consequences of their loss in the election.
Well, MLK III actually met with Trump and was very pleased.
Yeah.
And the needs for again, I'm willing to bet, When MLK had his I Dream speech, he was dreaming of someone, no matter what their skin color is, like Trump, that would run America like a business so black men and women could rise and have a business, get a loan, go safely to school without being forced into a gang, own their own home, you know, have a car, have a full family where women can have a husband that actually supports them, etc. I mean, don't they realize that the policy of the federal government, including people like this guy that said that it's not a legitimate Trump administration, Lewis, he has to realize that this guy is part of what's called a black communist caucus. They gain power by making sure that the black community loses, gets more violence, more crime, more drugs, more jail, less home ownership, you know, more gangs grabbing your kids, so if they don't join a gang, they can't get to school safely. I mean, people need to realize people like this guy Lewis are a viper. And the fact that he comes out and opens his mouth and tries to lean forward like he's really sincere, he is a liar. He started off with the civil rights movement, but I saw a gentleman last night on Fox News saying, this guy's been like this for decades. He's gone to the dark side, you know?
John Lewis, this is a diversion, though. Let's stick to what we're talking about, because we were talking about this important point that what they're trying to do is build up so that they could do a coup, they could do an assassination. There is a real threat of...
Oh, there's a real threat of assassination. And I can tell you, though, if they succeeded in assassination, the civil war that will ensue here will basically terminate the left. They'll die. If they think they're going to get away
with
this
probably, Bill, it'll probably terminate the country. Because what you're looking
break
at
up. It'll break up into various sub-countries. But I can tell you what will happen is this uber left is going to disappear. They're gone.
Well, I wouldn't just focus on the left. Look, the more serious threat, you know, for the most part, the left talks. They don't act. They can't do much.
No.
It's like in Ukraine. They're the cover for the deep state.
Well, the deep state is the global... Exactly. They're the cover for the... They're useful idiots as a cover for the deep state and globalism and literally plans that if people really knew what the plans were, which is literally listed out in Agenda 2030 that both Obama and the Vatican and 72 world leaders last September authorized in New York City, which is massive population reduction, loss of all national boundaries and sovereignty, full bureaucratic control, cashless system, biometrics everywhere. I mean, literally a nightmare such a scenario with...
Well, and let's go back to this point, because the left in this country has never been an effective force except as a cover.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the real issue here came out in an article in the Washington Post today. You remember there were 50 people who signed a Never Trump letter and then 120 more back in August. These included Bush administration people, neocons, and so on. They're now whining to the press that they can't get meetings with Trump. And one of them said,
"You're kidding! It's not just whining after signing this letter. You got to be kidding."
Yeah, one of them said, "Gee, it's not just that there's hostility. We're frozen out. It's as though there's a blacklist." And I talked to someone who knows something, and he said, "You're damn right. There's a blacklist. If you sign a letter that says Trump is a liar, he's impetuous, he's untrustworthy, How do you think he's going to sit down with you face to face and offer you a job?
So, well, yeah, look at the press, state, for example. The deep state and the press are freaked out now. They're going to move the press room out to a building outside the White House. And it's going to be able to carry four times more people, but he's going to allow bloggers in there. The regular media, which is like NBC, CBS, etc. I mean, CBS all the time, you know, BS. But what's going to happen is you're going to see town hall meetings that are going to be videoed in, bloggers, other people in the media, their alternative media, are going to ask questions to the press corps rather than just the major media.
The funniest thing was the rumors was circulating to the press corps that they may do random drug testing of the press corps. that would really freak them out. So,
yes.
But look, well, I think it's important just to stick.
If you did do random testing, you'd find a lot of people, including Tim Kaine. I've changed his name after I saw his debate with Mike Pence. I call him Tim Cocaine because he must have done a few lines before he debated him.
Well,
he was so wired.
Just finish
as
the
a
point,
toxicologist. Yeah,
Bill.
Go ahead. Yeah,
finish the
ahead.
Point on the security, because this is so important.
Right.
The sense around the world now is that without doing anything, Putin has won a huge victory because he's made his opponents in the United States look so silly. In the interview that Trump did with the German and British media, he said something that was really quite significant, because he had said, look, we'll keep the sanctions for a while and we'll see if we get along. But then what he said is that if we can work together, we would do a package of lifting the sanctions in return for getting back to the nuclear arms negotiations.
Right.
Now, that's something that Obama ended, and Obama said it was Putin who ended it. Then, yesterday, Putin did something even more significant. He said to Trump, if you'd like to send an observer to the meetings that start next week in Kazakhstan, that will take up the question of how we can heal the problem in Syria, bring the moderate rebels back into the country and into the government, and then crush terrorism together, you're welcome to send someone to this meeting. Now, the meeting is Turkey, Iran, and Russia, but it will include Pakistan, it will include China, it will include Syria, it will include Egypt. They're broadening this. It will probably even include Jordan. The only one who's not part of it is Obama, who's been denouncing this.
Well, I got to mention this, though, while you're saying this, because I've seen the media, including people that are, you know, former generals, trying to say that Putin's a war criminal because he's bombing hospitals in Aleppo, when really they're using these human shields, and people have to understand they're trying to extricate the people in every possible way. The Russians were working with the people on the ground, and we had no cooperation because America, even according to Erdogan, was supporting ISIS and ISIL, which are purposely using human shields there. So what I see happening is the media, even on Fox, is still saying lies that Putin is a war criminal when he's not. And the same thing goes with Ukraine. Do they know how this happened with Ukraine? How we were working for decades to try to do regime change there? How eastern Ukraine and the Crimea is basically Russian? Do they not understand
that?
Well,
one of the parliamentarians I met with is someone who actually was in eastern Ukraine. And the Ukrainian government put out an arrest order on him and said he was going to go to jail for 5 years. All he was doing was delivering humanitarian supplies from Germany. And to get back out of Ukraine, he had to go through Russia.
Wow.
So, you know, the war criminals here are the Kiev government that was installed by the neocons, by Hillary, by Obama, and on the ground it was Mrs. Robert Kagan, Victoria Nuland, who ran the operation and admitted they spent $5 billion to do it.
Yeah. And boasting it. Boasting.
Yeah.
Boasting that we spent this money. Like, we spent all this
and
money.
And caught on a cell phone. They caught her comments on it on the cell phone.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And no pullback or anything to say, you know, hey, sorry you caught me. You got to be kidding. Amazing.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
And welcome back. So, yeah, this is quite disgusting. Even on Fox, and there's only a few, and again, I'll give my recommendations. There's only one media that's worth watching, but not everybody. Hannity is at the top of the list. Maria Bartiromo on the weekends for hers. Judge Jeanette Pirro. Tucker Carlson. And occasionally O'Reilly, but he's so full of it. He's often trying to be so fair and balanced. He doesn't come out and just say what the facts are. Everybody else, as far as I'm concerned, is either, you know, out to lunch, or they allow people to say things that are obscene, like, hey, Putin's a war criminal. You kidding? You got to be kidding. We support ISIS. They use human shields. Putin's trying to end this war quickly and surgically when we're screwing around rebombing areas that have been rebombed 100 times. And we won't even collaborate with the people on the ground, the Peshmerga forces and the Iraqi Shiite militia trying to extricate places like Mosul and Aleppo, and we've actually created the problem with our so-called Russian reset and everything, and yet this liar, this mole, Obama and his buddy, Brennan, are trying to set up landmines everywhere to screw up the move toward peace. In fact, if anything, sending these 2,500 tanks on the Polish border, doing all their other things with the special forces in Lithuania on the Kaliningrad border, this is just inflaming the hell out of things, and it's making the Russians very nervous.
Bill, let me give you a sense of what Trump is doing about it, because there's a very interesting interview that was given by one of his advisors for communications, a man named Anthony Scaramucci.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of the so-called right conservatives are freaked out about him because he's former Goldman Sachs. But he's actually a very – he hasn't been with Goldman Sachs for about 20 years.
Yeah, he's a very
years,
solid
he's an interesting guy.
I've watched him. Yeah, he's very straightforward.
Well, here's what he said. Here's what he said to TASS. He's in Davos. He's the only person from the Trump administration that's in Davos where they're basically patting themselves on the back about how rich and powerful they are.
Oh, yeah.
What he said is that Trump is saying that he has an enormous respect for the Russian people and the legacy of the relationship that the U.S. has with Russia, which dates back to the Second World War. We were two nations in the heat of battle during the Cold War. Yet there was enough mutuality of respect that we kept all of our citizens safe during that period of time.
Right.
So I think Trump has a perspective. He's a man of tremendous common sense, and I think his position is there's probably shared values and shared interests that we can align ourselves with each other, and this could be mutually beneficial.
Right.
And he said there may be antagonisms that we can fix, or maybe we'll stay antagonistic, but Trump is a realist. He has respect for the Russian people and the Russian culture. So he's saying whatever the hostilities may be, let's improve them over the coming years. Now, that represents a very solid, statesmanlike approach, unlike what you see with John Kerry, what you see with Hillary Clinton, what you see with Barack Obama. Now, if this is what the Europeans are starting to see, they're beginning to see through the fog created by the media and the dejected Clinton supporters. And they're, you know, in the meetings I had yesterday, they were asking me, do you really think Trump is going to follow through with this change on Russia? And I said, everything he said so far shows that he intends to do that.
Yeah.
Now, do I know what he'll do next Saturday? No, but I'll tell you what, he's not going to go with a guidebook or a playbook from Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama.
Well,
and that in itself is an enormously positive change for the American people and for the world.
Well, yeah, let me just lay out a couple of things which I'm sure you can reflect on in European. Number one, the people in Germany and Europe are suffering because of the sanctions. So he's going to get those lifted. In response, he's going to get a build down of the nuclear forces. Number two, he's going to get a peace arrangement in Syria to stabilize the area. And he's going to have it stabilized in a way that's not going to allow PNAC to take out Syria next and then Iran. That's not going to happen. Okay? Now, the balance of power has also shifted, so Saudi Arabia and the Arab Emirates and Qatar don't have prescient power in the Middle East along with Israel, because it's to their benefit to maintain wars and rumors of wars and balkanizations of the whole Middle East, so Israel can profit and control more and more territory, even if it's not annexed to them. And that's also going to end. The foreign policy of Israel running America, we will be their ally. But we're going to be a good ally, not a stupid ally, where we're just dumping more and more military and hardware. So I see Trump as saying, no more proxy wars, no more stupid wars of attrition. We're going to not try to do regime change. We're going to try to stabilize things so it stops blowing up. And with Russia, you'll see that we're going to refurbish their economy. Europeans will start to trade with Russia again. It'll be good. It's going to be a good situation, isn't it?
Yeah, I have a couple of things to say on that when we get back.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You have some good, important statements to make about all these different things. I think it's very positive because this is going to have an effect. It's not just here. It's going to affect worldwide. We see Mr. Ma from Alibaba meeting. And the model, by the way, with Alibaba is a little different than the Amazon. Because of Alibaba, 15 million Chinese have jobs. Alibaba wants 1 million jobs in America to grow out of the out of this. And with the new things coming online, like artificial intelligence, 3D printing, and robotic factories, I can see micro, what I call micro manufacturer, where a small group prints a bunch of parts or a part, even in a garage or a small corporation, and ships them to a central distribution point. Things are going to change in the world, and if you're not ready for that change, you're going to get left behind. We should be collaborating with the Chinese, who, as you said on the break, are even going to provide funding for high-speed rail. Expand on that.
They're offering Trump an opportunity to have the Chinese loan money using U.S. treasuries. They want to turn that into credit for the building of high-speed rail.
Wow.
And here's an interesting thing.
That's clever.
The Economist, which was set up by the Rothschilds originally, the Economist magazine, which is at the core of the collapsing system, they've been saying for years now, China's infrastructure spending is a waste of money. It's to build up the party apparatus. It's hurting the country. They paid for a major study, and the study came out and said all those assumptions are wrong. It's working. The Chinese economy is growing. And in the current issue, the January 13th issue, people should take a look at this, because the headline is China has built the world's largest bullet train network. It's got a beautiful picture of one of their trains, and it talks about the fact that, as you just said, that they've developed 20,000 kilometers of high-speed rail. They're planning on another 15,000 by 2025. Right. And they say these are not just railroads. There's astonishing urban growth alongside the tracks. New cities, newly built offices, industrial parks, residences rising from the ground with underground cables. So you don't have, as we do in this country, everywhere you look, telephone poles and power stations and so on. What's happening is that they're building the future. And along with that is their space program. Now, under Obama, and Bush was part of the same problem, we destroyed the future by allowing the speculators to control the money system and use the money for trading purposes. So a smaller and smaller portion of the population made more and more money. There was a report put out today that said that 8 billionaires have as much money as 3.25 billion people on the planet.
Right.
Now, this concentration of wealth was done by design. And these are the people who created the neocons, the Heritage Foundation. They fund all the think tanks, the economic departments of universities. And all of these departments say, oh, this is a great model. It's really good. Sooner or later, it will trickle down. It's not going to trickle down.
No, it's
designed to kill off people.
Right.
And
well,
it's
for
working.
Example, it's to give an example. As an independent doctor, I've developed a lot of different technologies to help heal people. But because of the stifling environment of healthcare in America, my technology is very difficult, although I have a radio show, to spread it to other doctors. Now, if the government collaborated like Donald Trump, we would have collaboration. We'd be the forefront of healthcare. For example, a lot of our technology the Chinese would take, in some of it industrial espionage, but they would take technology like Bombardier out of Quebec. And they advanced it over 5 years with their huge amounts of engineers, and they repatented it to go about 120 kilometers an hour faster. And now we should probably hire their engineers to help build our high-speed rail. It, to me, it just makes total sense. And also the same
thing. And Bill, here's...
To me, is like, why don't we do this? It just makes sense. It's a Donald Trumpism.
All right, well, here's the other side of this. One of the attacks of the intelligence community on Trump named, in addition to Trump, Michael Flynn and Lyndon LaRouche as potential Kremlin assets, so that we were targeted. Now, here's one of the reasons why. There's an article in the Chinese press, one of the most important Chinese publications, about the China rail system and its future.
Right.
And the link that to the document on what Russia is doing was from LaRouchePub.com.
Right.
In other words, the Chinese are quoting us. Then Forbes magazine has an article on high-speed rail citing LaRouche Pak as his source. So what's happened is that people who are in the know are beginning to realize that LaRouche has been ahead of his times, that Trump reflects a similar quality of thinking, not the same quality of thinking, but at least the impulse.
And as a result, just like the fact that you mentioned he should have the Glass-Steagall announced by Inauguration Day, this should be one of the first steps. Because, in other words, it's called parallel thinking. In other words, I can see them adopting a lot of the LaRoucheisms over decades to actually further advance his already expanding vision with all his, I call Trump's titans, his cabinet.
Well, part of the color revolution, they took a guy who's a real hack named Dennis King, whose claim to fame was that Richard Mellon Scaife paid him to write an attack on LaRouche back in the 80s when we were starting to win elections, called Lyndon LaRouche and the Rise of American Fascism. Now, Dennis King hasn't been heard of since then, until last week when he published an 85-page study on how Trump is modeled on LaRouche.
No.
And now, most of this is, well, a lot of things he says are true, that LaRouche had his finger on this idea that the elite were going to destroy the country and that the majority of Americans could be rallied to these kinds of programs, infrastructure, against Wall Street, for international cooperation based on strengthening America. But what this guy then says is that, well, Lyndon LaRouche, of course, was a fascist, and so is Trump. Now, no one's going to go along with this, but the important thing is that people are beginning to recognize that LaRouche's ideas are the right ideas, that his strategic analysis has been right, his economic policy has been right.
That's why we've had you on the show, because we want to get a platform, another platform. I'd like to do some more videos, too, besides the one you put up, to actually get this word out, because now we have many more governors, many more state representatives, many more congressmen and senators, and the presidency now. And we have an opportunity to be an example of the world. For example, we've had every Thursday we have Leo Lyon-Zagami, and they're the Italians for Trump. And they're a good example of a European group that's basically saying if we adopt Trumpism type things. In fact, I saw an article on Drudge this morning that Brazil needs a Trump-like person. In other words, they're starting to recognize that the Trump style of leadership and business management is what we need, which fits in with LaRouche. And the idea of these principles like Glass-Steagall and international cooperation and expansion into space and becoming a galactic empire and realizing that we're a force to literally prevent extinction-level events rather than causing them.
Well, and this is why the important thing for the American people is not to sit back now, but that the reason this change has occurred is because people did rally to defeat the whole Bush crowd in the Republican primaries,
right,
and then to defeat Hillary Clinton. Now, it was an outpouring of the American people more than Trump himself. Trump was, as he said, he was the messenger. He was the vehicle.
He's a vehicle, yeah.
So what this means, Bill, is that the American people have the responsibility to keep this movement going.
I'm sure
and,
they will.
You know, I hope so. I mean, the important thing for me is that in these meetings I had yesterday, I was told by these leading German officials that our voice, that is LaRouche's voice in Germany, to explain to people what's happening in America is crucial, because otherwise all they get is New York and London-centered publications.
Right.
And I'm beginning to see the openings that are occurring. And it's people who initially said, oh, no, how could they elect Trump? And now they're saying, well, gee, what he told Bild Zeitung was interesting.
Yeah,
and now what they're saying,
what LaRouche has been saying, and also LaRouche's wife, Helga Zepp LaRouche, you know, she's been saying.
Now, the interesting question will be in Germany, where Merkel says that she's going to stick to the Obama policy. And everyone's saying, what, is she crazy? Why would she do that?
She's had two cantons already vote against her, so she's out. If she continues a stupid policy like the arrogance of Obama, who used a pen and a phone to try to do things without collaboration across the aisle, she'll be gone and she'll be history just like Obama.
Well, there's going to have to be some people stepping forward, but I think it's about to happen.
Right.
Because one of the people said to me, I think I mentioned this earlier in the program, he said, I used to be called anti-American because I was against what Obama was doing. But if Trump does what he says, I'm going to be pro-America, and all the people who are calling me anti-American are going to be the ones against America. And he said, in Germany, people don't want to be seen as anti-American. So he said he's convinced the situation will change dramatically, almost as though it was overnight, even though I can tell you the German people as a whole are very unhappy with their government. They're unhappy with the economic situation. They were initially unhappy with the election, and now they're starting to say, well, maybe this is something good. Maybe it's interesting. Let's pay attention and see where it goes.
Why were they unhappy with the election? How were they fooled by the international media to think that
that's all they saw?
Firing off, and he's a fascist, and he's, you know, mentally unstable.
All they saw was the reprinting of the tweets, and, you know, some of the tweets from Trump were a little strange, but then they got the tweets interpreted, Trump's a racist, Trump's a fascist, Trump's this, Trump's that.
Right.
So the line that people were exposed to was that you can't trust Trump, he's going to get us into a war, and they forgot that we've been in wars for 16 years that are hurting Europe because of Bush and Obama. And Trump is going to change that.
My point to them
was to say, look, tell people they're worrying about the wrong thing. The people they were supporting were the ones responsible for creating the chaos that led to the refugee crisis.
Well, I'll give you an example. 9/11 was an inside job, and even the king of Saudi Arabia said this last summer that it was a self-inflicted wound, which is true. Okay? So now we have a situation where the economic phase of World War III has already been going for decades now. The problem is what Trump's main goal is to prevent World War III. And a dialogue with Russia that starts to get them to build down to prevent, you know, to expand the space shield so sawed-off nations like North Korea, he's going to pull in China and say, look, if you want a one-child policy, you got to pull a choke chain on North Korea. If you want a one-child policy.
I don't think the Chinese are going to be a problem because they're working very closely now with the Russians. I think the biggest problem we have is if the neocons are able to increase their influence in the United States. And I don't think that's going to happen because I think people now are beginning to realize that the neocons were a con job in support of the wealthiest people in the world against the interests of the average American.
Neocons is neocon job. And they'll also see, once Putin starts to come our way, in terms of peace in Syria, in terms of build down of the nuclear forces, in terms, for example, right now he hasn't moved Russian troops into eastern Ukraine. They've collaborated with them and they supply them with material, but they haven't moved Russian troops. People don't realize that. They think somehow Russia's re-annexed territory. And here's Obama literally trying to be provocative, putting 2,500 tanks weeks before the new transition and inauguration. He goes in a provocative stance to say, hey, Russia, we're ready to go to duke it out. I'm thinking, you're an impotent guy. For 8 years, you've done nothing. Now, all of a sudden, you're doing a provocative stance like you're getting ready for World War III. Obama is out of his cotton-picking mind. And his managers...
I'm writing an article, Bill, right now, for the German paper here, but I'll send it to you when it's done because it'll be in English, on the one thing that the Europeans haven't figured out yet, which is that the American economic recovery is a lie. And the main papers here are saying that Obama created all these jobs and everyone's happy in America. And that's why I'm writing the article, because I want to give them the actual facts about the crappy jobs that were created, the low-wage jobs.
We call them jobs. I think 90% of the new jobs are part-time jobs with minimal wages and no benefits, and people are doing 2 and 3 part-time jobs, and now they got health care where 86% can't afford the co-pays, and of the so-called people, the 20 million that got health insurance, only, I think it's...
Well,
million are actually paying some kind of part of it. The rest of them are getting health care, which is driven up the
so-called recovery.
The recovery is zero.
The so-called recovery has been a stock market bubble.
Right.
So I'm going to lay this out and give people in Germany an ability to address the two major weaknesses in their thinking. One is that the U.S. economy is work, and two, that Trump is more likely to start a war. Once they figure these things out, I think we're going to find that Europe will swing around in our direction. And I think we've got an opportunity now with Russia and China to enter this new economic paradigm, which puts people first and turns banks back into institutions that have one function, which is to help people as opposed to help the bankers.
Right, and there's two major challenges that we haven't talked about in the show. Maybe do it in the future. The first one is we're moving into a modern ice age, which 360 years ago drove the Vikings and the northern peoples down out of Greenland and caused a lot of wars. So that's going to cause a lot of population shifting and supply of food. The second issue is the return with the Atacama Large Millimeter Array of a dwarf star that returns in a cycle over 20,000 years, and it's changing volcanism on the Earth. We have volcanoes everywhere and earthquakes that are firing off all over the place. And people need to know.
Well, and the best way to address these things are through collaboration with the
scientists worldwide.
Around the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we need scientific collaboration on that. And it's like Lyndon has said for years, if we don't go out into space and develop advanced science to look back on Earth, we're not going to have the science to protect us from galactic and solar events that could terminate life on the planet. And people don't know that.
And on the positive side, by going out into space, we'll learn more about this universe we inhabit, which will increase our power per capita to improve the conditions of people on our planet.
Exactly. And also, as I say, 10,000 or 1,000 years from now, we're colonizing regional planets like Proxima Centauri, 4.5 light years away. The human race will become a true galactic civilization, which Lyndon's also talked about.
Yep.
We'll
talk to you next week, Bill.
Next week on Tuesday. Thank you. Amazing discussion. I've got all the video links up today. Back in a moment with a little segment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi folks, in a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is the end.
And a couple of announcements before we go to our second hour. Number one, I'm putting up a lot of videos on all of our products, anywhere from 2 to 10 minutes. We'll also be putting up videos on all of the new protocols and updates. There will be timestamps, so you'll see. If they're older than 6 months, I recommend you just email me. I'll give you an updated protocol and post it up. And a couple of other things. We're adding some new products. We're going to be adding some non-nutraceutical, non-pharmacological things like cough control things in our Amazon store. We have, of course, some fitness equipment, the Sinea Pulse Elite, the Hydrofloss for your teeth. All those things are available. And some other recommendations that I make that will make it easy for you to find things. We also have, of course, some new collaboration. I will be bringing on a company that supplies extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy, which is amazing for reversing heart disease, congestive heart failure, and perfusion problems, including prevention of vascular events like stroke, heart attack, etc. That's going to be coming on. We're also going to be bringing in some interviews of our local stem cell clinic in Santa Clarita, Tijuana, Mexico, where the stem cells are made in a special stem cell line at the top stem cell manufacturing facility in the world, Stemmedica, in San Diego. So we'll be talking about that on the program. So a couple of announcements. The DR cap is coming for our Mountain Red Velvet. That'll be happening in 2017. I'm also working with a number of different regenerative centers here in America to make a pharmacological version, which will be number one. It'll be intravenous. It'll be eventually surgical granules and sheets for surgeons to use in a surgical regenerative site. And also for facilities that are actually doing what's called 3D organ printing. In other words, how to print, let's say, a replacement arm or a leg or a kidney or a heart or a part or an eyeball. So these things are going to happen. I'm working out the quantum, if you want to call it, translational nutraceutical formula that will actually allow us to have a 3D printing material based on Mountain Red Velvet that will be a surgical version. That's coming down the road. The current material they use is useless from our scientists like Dr. Bob Dennis, who worked at NASA on their stem cell research with NASA, and the polar orbiting craft that passed over the poles and found out that amplified stem cells. We also have posted up over the weekend not only the micropulse is good for inducing sleep, for stem cell regeneration, and for healing the tissues. We also have now the matrix pulse that actually will turn off pain by disrupting the nerve impulse pathways. You can save $30 by using a special code that I've added there on the front page of NutraMedical if you go through that link. So we will be getting Dr. Bob Dennis on talking about that. So lots of new announcements. in terms of what's happening in this week, some shows that are coming on. Care Bar University for the next few months will be on Wednesday mornings, first hour. Jonathan Gray will be back. He's back every second Wednesday in the third hour. Dr. Bob Thiel will be back, and his book is now available on Amazon, 20 Reasons Why Donald Trump and Mike Pence, Their Presidency is Apocalyptic. That book is available free for you to download if you go to Amazon for the next 4 days. And he'll be back on Thursday to discuss it. Our co-host, Tim Alexander, will be with us to discuss that. Coming up in hour number two, Mountain Red Velvet, the toner for life. We'll talk about what the new advancements are coming with DR caps and surgical versions and my research on the actual quantum mathematics of what aging and disease is. We'll be back in a moment with some new breakthroughs. If you're wanting to set up a QRMA or Metapathia testing site, do contact me. I know how to set it up really simply. Back in a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers,
lawyers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.